You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we kick off with how the markets have been moving. It's been a really interesting day of market movements throughout today. I'm joined on the line by the founder of Herenia Capital Advisors, Pietri Redlinghuis, to take a look at the market movements and see if we can make sense of them. Good evening, Marmalade. Lovely to speak to you as always. Markets having quite an interesting day, depending on which side of the market you are sitting on. Resources, without a doubt, coming to the party.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a resource-themed week. Ironically, earlier today on what the TV show is called, Trade of the Week, whatever, I caught some shorts on the resource counters, just because I think that they've probably gone a little too far too fast. You know, in the longer term time frames, yes, still very bullish on the sort of sector as a whole, as I think you and I have spoken about many times. But, you know, some of these stocks are up 15-20% in like 3 days, right? And Monday, Tuesday have kind of gone sideways. So feeling that maybe it's a little overdone, although I think the standout performers today was obviously the platinum stocks. They did really well. The diversified guys like the Anglos and the Billitons and South 32s, these guys are looking like they're running out of a bit of momentum. But all of that is really just on the back of, well, a couple of things, really. But stimulus out of China, interest rate cuts, this is a big theme. Market is really jubilant on the back of this, which kind of fits the narrative that you and I spoke about some time ago as well, being that, you know, the playbook from here is at some point interest rates get cut, which has happened. Market sees that as tremendously positive, which is happening. 6 to 9 months later, the world figures out, wait a minute, this is not necessarily such good news. Generally, this leads to recession when interest rates start being cut. If you look historically, every single time that's happened. Will it happen tomorrow? Probably not. But will it happen within the next sort of 9 months? Yeah, my odds are pretty good, yes.
I love this. No matter how bullish Pietri has been over the last couple of weeks, every single time I've spoken to him, he's been the one analyst who's always come out to say the recession is coming. But before we get to that, Pietri, the Chinese markets would have been closed today, National China Day, Hong Kong markets closed as well. But off the back of that stimulus, as you mentioned yesterday, they ran hard. The Shanghai Composite up 8% off of yesterday's movements. Is that kind of momentum something that will filter through into, I mean, we saw it filter through into SA markets. Is that something that's going to continue to filter through into at least emerging markets?
I don't know. So we got to keep in mind that they're now going to essentially close for the next week. So we are rudderless, I suppose, when it comes to taking a lead from China. However, I think that there's a different catalyst in the market that cropped up just a bit sort of closer to the end of the day. Being that Iran isn't so pleased with Israel. So we were kind of putting a poll together in our client community, asking clients if they believe that, you know, Iran is going to strike Israel tonight or, you know, at some point in the next week or so. And if that is the case, what do we do to position ourselves accordingly? So we've seen oil price up something like 3.75% last time I was at my desk, which was about an hour ago, and the U.S. market down about 1%. So I think that is kind of throwing a bit of cold water on markets at the moment as that risk-off sentiment comes through. You know, it's a weird day because in the morning we saw relatively bearish news for oil, increased production from OPEC nations, you know, one of the smaller countries coming back online and, you know, peace essentially reigning and oil production returning to normal. And then later in the day we have this, well, we've got basically a declaration of war. Uncertain terms or whatever, it's really looking like it's going to escalate in the Middle East. And that drives a lot of fear back into the market and it drives the oil price up. So I think that we probably see oil prices rise and, you know, oil stocks, you know, along with them. But that might not necessarily be good for equities as people kind of scramble to cover risk.
You say that might not be good for equities, and I was going to get to that conversation now to say a little earlier on, before you and I jumped on this call, the NASDAQ was down more than 2%. Now it's down probably about 1.7%. It's still down significantly. Is that the fear sort of creeping into the market to say if we are to expect some form of escalation in tensions in the Middle East, then equity markets will not do so well?
Well, I think that's part of it. I think there's a dual deal situation happening. You and I, we have spoken in the past about sort of the shift from west to east, right?
Mm.
So I think that our view is essentially that we would rather back Chinese tech over US tech. Not that US tech companies aren't good. It's just that they're not worth 50 times earnings, right? So they're just super overvalued. So we might see a shift from overvalued stocks into undervalued stocks, aka go South Africa. I mean, if you compare us to the US over the last 10 years, we can double and we still wouldn't have caught up, right? So I think that we probably see a shift out of the really good performing hyper return stocks like the tech stocks into safer stuff. So into, you know, oil backed plays, for example, or into gold, or into commodities that are relatively, that are no doubt going to do well on the back of China stimulus. So I think that that shift is beginning to happen potentially. And then I think combine that with a little bit of, you know, call it overnight risk, if you will, or, you know, risk of escalation of tensions and potential fallout. We don't know what, you know, an escalation of a war situation in the Middle East kind of leads to. So that uncertainty says, well, these stocks have done really well. Maybe they're overvalued. It's time to take the money.
Pietri, does that bode well for the gold price, which has in its own right been running as well?
I think so. Our original view, and I'll be quite frank, was that gold will reach the top of the channel and then probably turn down back lower. It has reached the top of the channel. It broke through the top of the channel, and it hasn't stopped going up. So, I got that one wrong, I think. I don't know. I mean, I think any kind of escalation of tension and fear that comes into the market, negative equity prices, generally people tend to move to safe haven. So gold should do relatively well. And I think there's a massive catch-up play in the platinum space as well, but that's, you know, on the back of a different catalyst. But I think precious metals are in a good space to probably continue to remain robust. And that's about as broad as I can answer that.
If they're going to remain robust, how well does that position South Africa and South African mining stocks? I mean, we saw the run on resource counters today, but it does always take a while for the actual price movement from the commodity side to translate into an equal or a similar movement in our commodity counters.
Yeah, well, look, I think there's a finance minister somewhere in Africa licking his lips at the prospect of higher tax income, right? So it will definitely bode very well for our local businesses, local mining companies. And we know that the miners are generally very highly geared to movements in the underlying commodities. So, for every kind of $10 the gold price goes up, the gold miners are going to go up 10%, right? Not quite, but you get the idea. So I think that our mining businesses are relatively well positioned. If we get sustained higher, commodity prices, precious metals prices, the guys are going to be printing profit like crazy. Provided that we can keep the labor situation, everybody happy and everybody working and there's no major strikes or power outages or anything like that, I think we're in a very good place, yes.
So good time to be investing in SA counters, equally a good time to be looking at taking some risk off the table. I think we'll leave it at that, Pietri. Thanks as always for the time and for the insights. That was Pietri Redlinghuis, who is the founder at Herenia Capital Advisors, joining us to reflect on the market movements and what could potentially be driving investor sentiment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.